Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio. Chuck Wilder here, Swayed at the Network. We're live across America and around the world at CRNTalk.com. Today's guest, Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, and executive. Going to look at his latest. Let's see here. It doesn't add up. 2 + 2 = 5. In the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, with his latest, The Global Warming Question That Can Change People's Minds. All righty. You'll be looking forward to that one, I know. Well, bad news in the news. Comedian and actor Louis Anderson, whose career spanned more than 4 decades, has died. He was 68. Anderson died at a hospital in Las Vegas of complications from cancer, according to Glenn Swartz, his longtime publicist. Anderson is known for his unlikely performance as mom to twin adult sons in the TV series Baskets. That role won him a 2016 Emmy for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of Christine Baskets, a mother to twins. He was a familiar face elsewhere on TV, including as host of the rival of the game show Family Feud from 1999 to 2002, and on comedy specials, frequent late-night talk show appearances. Also, recently, on the show Funny, You Should Ask. Anderson voiced an animated version of himself as a kid in Life with Louie. He created a cartoon series, which first aired in primetime late 1994, before moving to Saturday morning for his 1995 to 1998 run. Anderson won 2 Daytime Emmy Awards for that role. He made guest appearances in several TV series, including Scrubs and Touched by an Angel, and was on big screen in 1988's Coming to America, and in last year's sequel to the Eddie Murphy comedy. Once again, actor Louis Anderson, dead at the age of 68, cancer. FBI agents raided Democrat Representative Henry Sellers' Texas mansion and campaign headquarters. The FBI agents searched the Texas home and the campaign headquarters of longtime United States Representative Henry Sellers as part of a court-authorized investigation after the congressman made critical remarks about how Democrat Joe Biden and the Democrat administration are handling the unfolding crisis at the southern border between his state and Mexico. Isn't that amazing? You make a statement about something that the president is doing, and you're raided by the FBI agents? Well, meanwhile, more news here in Moscow. Sellier is seen by associates as the most outspoken Democrat critics of the Biden administration border policy. He is considered a moderate and considered one of the most conservative representatives in the Democratic caucus, and he responded to media reporters that he would cooperate with the FBI. His social media shows that he supports legislation friendly to both parties, including securing the border, employment growth, religious freedom, and the Democrat fantasy voting rights bill, which he voted to pass. The news of the FBI raid on his properties came a day after Seller tweeted out his support of U.S. Borders and Customs Patrol and Torah values for religious freedom. Wow. No wonder Biden sicked the FBI on him. Yes, shame, shame. Well, you probably heard the story that NPR was caught lying about its story, claiming that Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch and Sotomayor have been fighting because Gorsuch wouldn't wear a mask in court. Well, of course, it turns out that story was false. According to NPR's Nina Totenberg, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts put out a memo requiring that the Associate Justice to wear a mask in court, but Justice Neil Gorsuch had refused to do so. This, in turn, had caused Justice Sonia Sotomayor to refuse to come to court and to call it in over the Internet instead. Well, it appears, though, this story is fake news. None of it is true. Both Gorsuch and Sotomayor has said totally false. You might note also that not only, of course, CNN, but MSNBC, wow, They really went crazy with it, especially on MSNBC. Hunter Biden's trip to Kazakhstan, Russia, and China have been the subject of questions from two Republican senators since the Secret Service has refused to provide details. Now, 51-year-old Biden received Secret Service protection while his father served as vice president from 2009 to 2017, but requested it be ended in July 2014. Biden traveled as the world as a businessman at the time, and Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley are investigating, quote, his use of government-sponsored travel while he conducted private business. So far, the senators have received 259 pages relating to Biden's travels from the Secret Service. They wrote to Director James Murray saying they have, quote, serious concerns about the production. Their primary complaint is that many of the documents are heavily redacted, something that is unnecessary for members of Congress, and that several years are missing, like the year 2010, 2011, 2013. Must have mean he was squeaky clean in 2012, right? Yes. The email also shows members of the Secret Service detail asking about Biden's plans to travel to Kazakhstan from Paris in May, June 2014, and asking if they can accompany him. It is not known whether Biden visited Kazakhstan. Senators say that the trip is not mentioned in his travel logs. Once again, this is Hunter Biden. There was a report last year that Hunter didn't want his Secret Service bodyguards to accompany him on the trip to pursue a deal on behalf of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company on whose board he served, and he was paid a measly $50,000 a month. It has been reported that Biden would meet with Karim Masimov, the former Kasha premier, who was arrested on treason charges after he was ousted from his role as head of the country's counterintelligence and anti-terror agency. Hunter and his father are pictured with Masasafi and his son at a Washington, D.C. restaurant. And during the missing years, by the way, the senator noted that Biden visited China, Russia, Mexico, Spain, and Italy. Photographs were taken of Biden during a tour of a Chinese factory and offices in 2013, one of the missing years, promoting business opportunities for his investment firm and interest. In July 2014, after an article by Time magazine revealed Joe Biden's ties to the Ukrainian national gas giant, natural gas giant Burisma Holding, Biden said he didn't want Secret Service protection anymore. Little Joe. In a report released by the Senate Homeland Security Committee in September 2020, it states that he took 411 flights between June 2009 and July 2014 that were accompanied by federal security. And according to U.S. service flight logs, Hunter Biden visited at least 29 foreign countries, including Russia and China. By the way, China five times. He now resides in Los Angeles with Melissa, his wife of South Africa heritage, and their son. And by the way, it is the agency's legal duty to provide round-the-clock security for the president's immediate family unless told otherwise. Generally speaking, few people decline Secret Service protection, although for adults living on their own, it can be frustrating. Donald Trump, Jr., 42, briefly refused protection from the Secret Service. All of Donald Trump's children have accepted it. The president's son, an avid camper, and Hunter reportedly had said he no longer wanted the protection, saying he wanted more privacy than he could have with a contingent of agents accompanying him wherever he goes. He took it again after less than a month for unspecified reasons, and the Secret Service refused to confirm any details. Gina and Barbara Bush were protected by the Secret Service during George W. Bush's time in office, but were in their mid-20s when he left in 2009. The five adult children of George H.W. Bush didn't receive protection when he was president. Hunter Biden received protection while his father was vice president, including when he tested positive for cocaine while in the Navy. And according to the Wall Street Journal, which broke the story, Biden, then 43, tested positive for cocaine, June 23rd drug test, and people familiar with the matter were cited in the paper. The Navy refused to comment at the time, invoking the Privacy Act. It wasn't until February that Hunter was discharged from the Navy. Quote, "Until an issue like that is adjudicated, the member continues to serve," said Captain Jack Hanslick, and then commander of the Navy Public Affairs Support Element based in North Fork. By the way, agents are not supposed to prevent their charges from doing wrong, but buying drugs with agents nearby is always problematic. When his father was in the second term, Ronald Reagan Jr. Became the most prominent first son to refuse protection. And it is the Secret Service responsibility to protect the president, vice president, president-elect, and vice president-elect, as well as their immediate families. Secret Service protection is given to former presidents and their spouses, except if the spouse happens to remarry. It was authorized by Congress in 1965 to protect former presidents and their spouses during their lifetime unless they decline protection. And finally, a child of a former president is protected until he or she turns 16 years old. You know, he or she, boy, that's going to confuse the Secret Service, right, with all the wokeness. Is it a he or she or whatever? Yes. Let me see here. I wanted to make sure I get this one in here. The 2020 Grammy Awards are going to be shifting to an April show in Las Vegas after recently postponing the ceremony due to, guess it, what do you think it is? Rising COVID-19 because of the Omicron variant. Yes, the awards will be broadcast live from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, April 3rd. That is according to a joint statement released Tuesday from the Recording Academy of CBS. The show postponed its original date, January 31st, at the newly renamed Crypto.com Arena in L.A. after organizers determined there were too many risks because of the virus's latest surge. For the Grammys, it was tempting to block to normal show with a live audience, but the decision to postpone the ceremony came after careful consideration, and analysts with city and state officials, health and safety experts, the artist community, and our many, many partners. Many, many partners. Okay. Ah, boy, I'll tell you. Recent poll conducted by the Rasmussen Reports and the Heartland Institute now show that Democrats are more than twice as likely as other voters to endorse severe government restrictions on you unvaccinated people that range from fines to losing custody of their children. Did you get that? They are all in favor to endorse severe government restrictions on you unvaccinated people that range from fines to losing custody of your children. You kind of wonder how far will they go. Judd Garrett, coming up next.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder here, and let me tell you about my guest, the one and only Judd Garrett. He is a former NFL player, coach, and executive, frequent contributor to the website Real Clear Politics, recently published his first novel entitled No Wind, W-I-N-D, and his blog, Objectivity, is theobjective.com. Judd, welcome, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fair to partly cloudy today. Just just kind of swimming through it there, you know. By the way, I want to tell you that after we get through doing your latest, it doesn't add up. 2 plus 2 equals 5. I'll ask you a little bit about the upcoming playoff games this weekend, if you don't mind, because Judd is an expert in this this game of football and sports in general, and never been wrong in his life, right?
Well, I predicted the Cowboys to win this past weekend, so I guess I was wrong on that one. But we'll see what happens going forward.
Yeah, but you know they did apparently not have the right kind of training, I guess, when it comes to making sure that the referee puts the ball down. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we always tell the players that, you know, when we're trying to clock the ball and spike it, uh-huh. you have to hand the ball to the official because he's got to touch the ball down before we can snap it. And they tried that play with 14 seconds, and really you need at least 16 to 17 seconds to execute that play properly. So they were pushing the limits too much.
Kind of like the bottom line is that the center, that's for those of you, you know, that never mind. Anyway, from No Trees, Texas, that means the center is the guy that hikes the ball, okay? I always pick on No Trees, Texas, Judd, because there's so many people that doesn't believe there's such a city. But that's another story that we could talk about an hour about. But anyway, you just can't say, well, the center can put the ball anywhere he wants to because he could just keep inching it up there where all of a sudden, you know, instead of needing 2 yards for a first down, you need 1.5. You know what I'm saying? So let the referee do his job. But we'll kind of get into that and see what's going to happen a little bit later on. And I'll let Judd run with his predictions and my own on the upcoming weekend. 2 + 2 = 3. Just a day or so ago, it was marking the one-year anniversary since Joe Biden was inaugurated as President of the United States. And it goes on. These figures just don't add up, do they? You say we've been told that Joe Biden received 81.2 million votes in the 2020 presidential election, and that would be more than your favorite president, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama, who got 11.7. So Barack gets 11.7, and Biden gets 81.2 million. Wow.
Yeah, they're saying that Biden got 11.7 million more than Obama.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my opinion, whether you like Obama or not, you can't deny that he was an extremely popular president. So it's right then and there, you know, at the election, it was hard for me to believe that Joe Biden, you know, who inspires nobody, who hid in his basement for 12 months, who didn't even campaign, would receive 11.7 million more votes than a very charismatic presidential candidate like Barack Obama, and 18 million more than Donald Trump, who is also very charismatic. So to me, that signaled something was fishy about that election.
Well, you know, even 1.7 million more votes would be suspicious, but 11.7, you could round it off, just call it 12 million more votes than Barack Obama. Wow. And like you say, how could a guy, you know, sitting in a basement drum up that many votes unless there was something behind it?
Yeah, I mean, we saw it during the campaign, the few times that they did bring him out. You know, he had car rallies in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. And like 10 cars showed up. No one had any interest in showing up for this guy. And supposedly 81 million people voted for him. We all right then something was wrong.
Yeah. 10 cars showed up at his automobile rally, and I think 5 of them were CNN reporters. Judd, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue with more of this, the man who received the most popular votes in the history of our country, ladies and germs, by over 11 million. But his ratings are not showing that, and Judd will dig further into that. Remember the website, objectivityistheobjective.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A struggling, talented kid who wants to meet some Broadway success before his 30th birthday comes to vivid life thanks to Andrew Garfield. In the true story of the undeniably gifted Jonathan Larson, who later went on to write Rent. And this movie is directed by another young Broadway genius, Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. This film, Tick, Tick, Boom, is now in theaters and streaming on Netflix.
I have an original rock musical.
I don't know what the show is.
Try writing about what you know.
And The Odd Title is also the name of one of Jonathan Larson's earlier efforts, which refers to time ticking away before it ends with a sudden death. Miranda directs some first-rate musical numbers, and his protagonist comes across warmly as a difficult but irresistibly charming adventurer in love, friendship, and creative ambition. Rated PG-13, 3 stars for Tick, Tick, Boom.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Do you remember Herbert W. Armstrong? Do you remember his magazine, The Plain Truth? His television program, The World Tomorrow, the one and only possible message of world peace.
Tomorrow. Now we're living in the most serious, the most momentous times of the history of this world.
Those who heard Herbert W. Armstrong speak remember the depth of thought, the clarity of expression, and the power of his message. He spoke for God. God warned this world through Herbert W. Armstrong, and he gave hope to this dying world through Herbert Armstrong. What happened to that ministry? What happened to that message? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest, Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, and executive, and discussing his latest, It Doesn't Add Up, 2 plus 2 equal 5. And, it's very obvious, Judd, that anybody, you know, that was saying, the 2020 election was not fair and it was not honest, you know, the other side says, well, you're founding, what is it you say, you're attacking the foundation of our democracy. Wow. Is that like you're automatically just supposed to shut up?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. I mean, you know, I think actually it's our responsibility to voice our objections. If we believe that something fraudulent went on, we should investigate it, and that helps ensure the foundation of our democracy. Being forced to shut up and not pointing out, you know, flaws in our election system or possible fraud, that is what is attacking the foundation of our democracy. So, as liberals always do, they always accuse you what they themselves are doing.
You know what? You just took it right out of my mouth there. Rules for radicals: blame others for what you do, and this is the perfect example. How in the world can, the guy who's got the most votes of anybody in the entire world all of a sudden got the lowest ratings in recorded history? You say that the Pew Research Center shows that Biden has received less negative coverage than any president on record, and yet look at his ratings.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. You know, if you have 81 million votes, like you supposedly got, if you get extremely favorable media coverage, you have, I mean, the liberals have the media, Hollywood, academia, all in their pocket. I mean, everything is going for him. There's no possible way he would be the lowest rated first-year president on record, but yet he is. So, again, these numbers do not add up. Yeah. You know, either the vote count is wrong or he's been such a bad president that everyone is just seeing through the veneer that's being presented to them.
His ratings are even worse than the Orange Man, Donald Trump.
Yes. They're worse than, you know, supposedly got 18 million more votes than Trump. And Donald Trump, it's been shown, has received the worst, the most negative media coverage of any president on record. And yet, at the end of the first year, Trump still had a higher rating than Biden. So none of this adds up. And there's something illegitimate going on.
But, of course, it's never going to be corrected, right? I don't think, the way things are now.
No, I mean, I think it's hard to correct. I mean, you know, we do our best to get the word out, but, you know, the legacy media has such a strong hold over the people, and there's so much in the tank for the Democrats and for liberalism that it's hard to get the message out to the point where we can correct this.
It's sort of like, you know, they used to have an old saying, and I couldn't really tell you what in the heck all of it meant, but I know that it had something to do with, once the ink dries, then it's settled. That was the saying, you know, like when they write it down in ink, that means that's it. I don't know what you'd call it now, because it is easy to go into your machine and erase things, a lot easier. But for some reason, the hatred and the Donald Trump syndrome that they have, I don't think it's ever going to be erased. But wouldn't even, you know, a diehard Democrat realize that there's something wrong with those figures about how many votes he got? And then his recent speech here, it's almost a couple of times it was sounding like, oh, don't worry, we're going to get away with it again. We've learned how to do it.
Well, I mean, what happened with his most recent speech, you know, and I write about it later on in my piece, is, you know, at first after the election, 9 days after the election, you know, the election governing council comes out and says the 2020 election was the most secure in American history. And then in Biden's most recent speech, you know, he went on and on basically trashing our voting system, trashing the way we vote, and saying we need a complete overhaul with the way we vote. So on the one hand, when Biden wins the election, it's the most secure election in history. But then he turns around and says, we got to completely change the way we vote. So, again, it's another thing that doesn't add up. It's just two points that he's making that completely contradict each other.
I'm kind of curious, and I could have done my homework on this, and I didn't, I confess. The Election Infrastructure Government Coordinating Council, okay, that says, you know, it was the most secure in American history. Is that like 99.9% Democrats on that council? Or, you know, I'm just kind of curious. I wonder where that council comes from.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there was probably a high percentage of Democrats and liberals. But, you know, the thing that bothers me is they made that proclamation 9 days after the election. 9 days is not enough time to do true forensic, you know, analysis of what went on in all 50 states. So obviously they were just pulling that out of thin air. There was no evidence, there's no study to back it up, which again goes to, you know, they're not telling the truth.
You know, but boy, I'll tell you, if it's the other side, and I wish I could give you the exact the presidents that did this. I'm trying to think who it was, but remember the hanging chads? And it had
that was Bush Gore.
I'm sorry, Gore?
That was Bush Gore, the hanging chads.
Okay, the Bush and the Gore, yeah. Because, you know, you had to poke a little hole through there, and some of them said, oh, I mean, it was unbelievable. I think it went to the Supreme Court, didn't it?
Yeah, Gore took it all the way to the Supreme Court. You know, the interesting thing was that was all down in Florida, and I was living in Florida at the time. I voted for the presidency in Florida, in Broward County.
Did you completely push the little thing all the way out? Was it your fault?
I pushed it all the way out. They also used the butterfly ballot down there, which they said was so controversial. And I remember even before they talked about it, you know, when I left, I said, that was the easiest way to vote I've ever been involved with. It was such an easy ballot to read. And the Democrats tried to turn it into, it's so confusing. So again, they just pull these things out of thin air, and they make accusations with no real evidence.
But I mean, you know, it went on forever and ever, you know. Who really won? Who really won, you know? And I guess it's, I don't know. It's like nothing happened when all of a sudden, you know, Biden gets this many ridiculously demanding votes for him for the election. Like, you know, if it only been by, you know, 1,010 or something like that, it might have, you know, said, well, it's possible, you know, maybe some people really didn't like Trump and they said they liked Trump. You know what I'm saying? But this is unbelievable. I mean, and apparently they're getting away with it, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the Democrats, I mean, you brought up the 2000 election, the Bush-Gore. You know, Gore challenged the results of that election. And then 2004, John Kerry challenged the results of that election. 2016, Hillary Clinton challenged the results of that election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay to challenge the results of the election when the Democrat loses, but when the Democrat wins, you know, it's an attack on the country if you challenge the results of the election.
You know, and Hillary spends, what, 2.5 years blaming it on the Russians, you know. I'll tell you.
Yeah, and she was the one that colluded with the Russians. It wasn't Trump.
Yeah.
She was the one that was Russian spies. So
she was paying for all the information gatherers, you know. And, you know, it's the double standard. Boy, and I, you know, and I'm trying to not say it as much this year as I did last year, but I hate it. The double standard, and it's so obvious, so obvious. It was not the most secure election in American history, not by far. Probably the very first time they voted by chiseling in a stone, you know, the cavemen. That was probably the most secure. That'd be interesting. Let's go to that. You have to chisel your pick in a, you know, in the rock, and there's no way you can erase it or whatever. But anyway, you do point out a very interesting point here. The more they talk and contradict themselves, the more they are exposing their fraud. And they've been doing it ever since January 20, 2021. Let's get rid of the voter ID laws because that's racist. Wow, yeah. I used to have a guest that came on frequently, and he talked about, you know, the Democrats seem to have this thing about let's keep black people on the plantation. It's the Democrats' plantation. You can't survive without us taking care of you. You know, and I really believe that's the way it was a long time ago. But thank God people are getting wise now.
Yeah, I mean, people speaking up, it's getting exposed. I think it really became a thing when Lyndon Johnson was president of the Great Society. I mean, that was all designed to make, you know, black people and poor people dependent on the government. And they succeeded in doing that greatly. And you know, the Democrats have been trying to exploit race ever since then. And you brought up the voter ID. You know, they say that voter ID is racist, but they talk out of both sides of their mouth because, you know, there's Democrats like the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, who's saying when it comes to the virus and the vaccines that you need to have a vaccine card and you need to have a voter ID just to leave your house.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, the Democrats are saying to show ID to vote is racist, but to show ID to leave your house is not racist. So again, they're hypocrites. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. You can't really believe a word they say.
Do you think they ever stop and think that maybe what you just said, you know, we don't need voter ID, but we do need ID for your vaccine. Do you ever think that they themselves think, boy, that sounded stupid, but I'm going to go ahead and run with it because I don't think anybody's going to catch on, you know? Do they think that we're that stupid?
I think what, you know, people like us on the right, they completely dismiss us, so they don't even account for us, and their followers, you know, they think are so dumb that they won't even see the hypocrisy, and most of them don't. So that's why they keep doing it. I don't think they care themselves whether they're hypocrites or not. All they care about is power. So if they can have power by outlawing voter ID, they'll do it. And if they can have more power by demanding, you know, vaccine cards and voter ID to prove your vaccination status, then they'll do that. So they're all about power. They don't care about being a hypocrite or consistency, and they know their followers will just listen to whatever they say.
And you say they know that if they do away with voter ID signature match, implement mass mail-in ballots and drop boxes, that would open their state up to potential fraud, which could swing the elections to the other side. And we are talking about the Democrats there, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Joe Biden's home state has much more restrictive voting laws than Delaware. Georgia that he went down and gave that speech in and called everybody, you know, Jim Crow and Bill Connor. And the reason why these Democrat-run states have restrictive voting laws is because if they open it up to fraud, like they want to open up Republicans and swing states to fraud, mm-hmm. is that someone may come in and commit voter fraud and swing the election to the Republicans. So they're going to ensure that only the legal voters vote in their states because they know that they're going to win those states if that happens, and they want to open up Republican states to fraud.
Yeah, you know, I keep thinking that this mass influx of people coming across the border and bringing people in from Afghanistan, that they're going to have some reasoning behind this where they'll be able to rush faster than ever a bill that will allow anybody that's been in the United States for like a year and a half will be able to vote. Maybe they'll take it up to 2.5 or something like that. But you know how they're dropping all these people off, flying them into red states? It's just me. Me and a few other million people, I think, you know, that believe there's some hanky-panky going on with the reason they're bringing in all of these. It's not for the cheap labor because they're bringing them in so that they'll be able to vote, and they'll vote for the persons that brought them in here, which would be the Democrats.
Exactly. I mean, New York City just passed a bill saying that illegal aliens can vote. So that's 800,000 potential voters, and most of them are going to vote Democrat.
Yeah, but you know, as I understand on that, it's only for the city. They can vote on city and state laws or something like that, but not they're not yet able to vote for the president, so to speak. Am I off?
Yeah, but no, I think that's true, but that's the way the Democrats work. They introduce it on a smaller level,
right,
state and local, and then 5 years from now, it's going to be on the national level.
Yeah, it's just getting your foot in there, right there. Just stick it in there and declare your territory. And then in about 2 years or 2.5 years, I think you say, we'll allow everything. Russia collusion. I think we got some Biden collusion going on. We're going to be right back with Judd Garrett. We'll wrap this one up and then talk a little bit about football in our remaining few minutes. Judd Garrett, remember the website, Objectivity is the Objective, OBJECTIVITY, sounds like a cheerleader read, yeah, istheobjective.com. We'll be right back.
TRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683. Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Chuck, Judd, Garrett. My goodness, where's my brain going? Yes, you're Judd, I'm Chuck, and your website is objectivityistheobjective.com. I encourage you to go there, really, and check it out, because he has some fantastic stories. This one, 2 plus 2 equal 5, doesn't add up unless you believe in voter fraud. And basically, like you say, if this comes about, how many of these 2 million foreign nationals are going to vote in our next election if they do not have to show ID or proof of citizenship to vote? It's just like, you know, they'll say, well, just show us your grocery receipt. Show us that you have one from last year, you know, or something like that. They'll make it as easy as possible as long as it's to their advantage. Right, Judd?
Yeah, and I saw a story the other day where some of these illegal immigrants were allowed to use their arrest report as immigration documents. So the left is going to do whatever they can in order to get these people into the country and get them voting, you know, in our elections.
Yeah. Well, let me go through this real quick, all right? For you listeners, I want you to know that Judd Garrett was director of advanced scouting with the Dallas Cowboys. Garrett, name very well known, especially in college and professional football. His father was a legendary coach in college after being a longtime scout with the Dallas Cowboys. Judd's brothers, that's Jason and John, played and coached professional football. Judd was an All-American football player. played baseball for the Tigers, drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles of the NFL after 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys. Judd began his 12-year coaching career with the Saints, the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Cowboys, and then served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. And so that's why I would say, well, let's talk about a little bit about what's coming up Saturday and Sunday. Now, Saturday, we've got, Cincinnati playing Tennessee, Titans, right? And the 49ers will be playing the Packers. I would just say automatically that, you know, the Packers and the Tennessee Titans, they're just going to win their games, I think.
Yeah, I think the Titans are going to beat the Bengals. I mean, the Titans are probably one of the best teams still left. I think it's going to be a close game between the 49ers and the Packers. I think the weather is going to slow down Aaron Rodgers a little bit, and the 49ers run the ball so well, but I think the Packers are going to eke that one out at the end.
And they are playing in Green Bay, right?
Yes.
So there's more chill than fog. See, if it was the 49ers and they're playing in fog, Chuck, don't even go there. You're just wasting time. Okay. So we both agree on this one. Now I'm going to give you a little upset on this one here, okay? On Sunday's games, we got Los Angeles playing Tampa Bay, and we have the Bills playing the Chiefs. I am, to tell you the truth, thinking that both of those games could possibly be an upset, believe it or not. Tampa Bay has slacked off occasionally, and L.A.'s looking really good. And then, of course, the Bills and the Chiefs. The Chiefs have been defeated, and to me, the Bills, you know, they look like they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think the matchup for Tampa Bay versus L.A. is a tough one. So I think L.A. has a really good shot at the upset there. I agree with you. I think the Bills-Chiefs are going to be a really tough game, but I think the Chiefs are going to pull that one out. So I possibly think the Rams are going to beat the Buccaneers, and the Chiefs will prevail against the Bills.
Hey, it's amazing how two great minds can come together and be so close. Hey, thank you, sir. I look forward to our next visit. Judd Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Objectivity is theobjective.com. Thank you. Appreciate it. Coming up next, the Duke. Buenas tardes, señorita, señora. Whoops, wait a minute. Sorry, I had the wrong button on there. Let's get it right. CRN, Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, along with Suede at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Hey, by the way, when next we meet, we're going to have Robert Romano, President of Public Policy, Americans for Limited Government, talking about, is Joe Biden already on his way to becoming a one-term president? And then Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy, Center for Immigration Studies, told us last time he was here he's going back down to Texas, check out what's going on. So we'll have an update. Right now, I want to tell you about my guest, Mr. Selwyn Duke. He's a writer for The New American, also contributes to college textbooks published by Gale Consenage Learning. Pardon me, CNNGAGE Learning. Appears on television, frequent guest on radio, and his website is selwynduke.com. And now it's time for The Duke. Oh, boy, I bet you're out signing autographs all the time now that we have that theme song, and we don't let the people do their host song because then it would be time for a break, if we have a break. So what do you think of that? How you doing, Selwyn?
Chuck, that just sends you back in time, huh? Well, I'm doing a lot better than Joe Biden, and I know you are too, but how are you today?
I am fair to partly cloudy and kind of in a hurry to get through a lot of excellent stories you've done. And here I am jabbering on, you know, but wow, you got a great lineup here. The first is one of my favorite subjects, I'm telling you right now, and one of the ones that I just keep going on and on about, and it is entitled The Global Warming Question That Can Change People's Minds. And I've been looking for this one because I, you know, I'm about ready to scratch a bunch of people's eyes out, you know, when I start talking about global warming, really. But this is very interesting. And basically it takes one question. The world famous Selwyn Duke has come up with it again, and apparently he had a friend, and they were getting along just fine, and then all of a sudden the question came up, right?
Yeah. Well, this was late last year. I was engaging in some recreation, and I happened to meet this fellow. It was a public golf course, actually. And at some point, we got into a brief discussion about global warming, but I really didn't want to get into it too much because, again, we were engaged in recreation. But then later on, I think when we were done, I again broached the topic, and I said to him, listen, I just have one question for you. Now, let me just preface this by saying that this fellow seemed very firm in his beliefs that the Earth was warming because of man's activities and that we were imperiling the Earth. And he didn't seem like an ideologue, but he did seem like someone who had heavily imbibed mainstream media and really had bought their narrative on the subject hook, line, and sinker. So I said to him, I just want to pose to you one question. What is the ideal average temperature of the Earth? Okay, now it was obvious that he didn't have an answer. So what I did then was I explained my rationale, and I said, well, think about it. If we don't know what the average ideal temperature of the Earth is, then how can we know if a given type of climate change is bringing us closer to or taking us further away from that ideal temperature? And this is true, of course, whether that climate change is naturally occurring or induced by man. Okay, how can we possibly know that? And if we can't know that, then we can't know if the given type of climate change is good or bad. Right? We can't.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. This fellow who seemed so firm in his beliefs, it was as if a little light bulb had lit up in his head, Chuck, and he said, you know, that's a good question. Now, I haven't seen – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just laughing because I'm thinking, I wonder if you've seen him again. you ruined his whole life, you know.
No, I haven't seen him since. We were just two ships that passed in the night, and I don't know if the little seed that was planted germinated and started to grow. I don't know. I don't know if his thinking has regressed. But here's the point. Once again, you had someone here who was very firm in his global warming beliefs, and this one question opened his mind, this one question and a 20-second explanation. So it's something that I'd like people to memorize and use themselves. And here's part of the beauty of the question, Chuck. No one can answer it, okay? Because there is no ideal average temperature of the Earth. There's only a range within which the temperature must remain for life as we know it to exist, okay? Now, if the temperature is at the lower end, of course, polar creatures do better. They proliferate. If the temperature is at the higher end, then tropical animals do. They proliferate. But understand something when we're talking about this. Warmer temperatures do breed more life. In fact, listen to this statistic, okay? The tropics boast 10 times as many species as the polar regions do, okay? Mm-hmm. Not only that, crop yields are greater when CO2 levels are higher. Plants grow better. That's why botanists pump CO2 into greenhouses. You know, it's no mystery. Some could even call it plant food, using the term loosely, okay? But here's what this brings us to. It brings us, Chuck, to another important point, okay? We have all of this apocalyptic warmest dogma, okay? And it's all buttressed by this virtually unchallenged assumption. Now, what is that? Well, it's that if man changes something that is, quote, natural, that's by definition bad. But think about it. This is prejudice. And most of us don't really believe it. Here's an example. When humans cure disease, we tend to think that's good. When science preserves and extends human life, we think that's good, or the lives of our pets, right? We think that's good, okay? So now let's talk about climate change, Chuck. There have been at least 5 major ice ages, okay? And you know what the most recent one is? It's the time we're living in right now. It began approximately 3 million years ago, the current ice age, and it continues to this day.
All right, I got to tell you real quick, when I read this, I think it was the day before yesterday, I had a news story that came across. And there is this town in Australia that's on the coast, and they reached 126 degrees Fahrenheit. And they're located where, you know, the desert from another country, the hot air comes in, 126 degrees. And I'm reading, Selwyn Duke is talking about we're currently in the ice age. And I said, if I remember, I'm going to bring that up. But I don't know if I'll remember or not when Selwyn gets on. So isn't that amazing, though? I mean, for 126 degrees, if somebody was reading The American Thinker, which this one was published on, and you lived in Australia in that city, you think they would believe you anymore?
No, I mean, they might not, because let's face it, human beings are very influenced by their own experiences, and we tend to view things within the context of our lives, of our little snapshot of time, snapshot of time that we've experienced. But if you look at the bigger picture, you look at it geologically, then you have to understand, during the time of the dinosaurs, look at how hot the Earth was. Basically, all the ice and snow were gone. CO2 levels back then were 5 to 10 times what they are today. In fact, CO2 levels are historically very, very low. And there was this astrophysicist, Jack O'Malley James, who many years ago predicted that all life on Earth would end because of too little CO2. He said what would happen is that the CO2 levels would continue to decline until plants could no longer photosynthesize, then of course they wouldn't be able to grow, and the whole food chain would break down. Now, you don't have to get too scared, because assuming this is going to happen, he said it's not going to be for another billion years or so, so I wouldn't plan my investments based on that.
But well, during the Ice Age, during the Ice Age, they didn't have any automobile exhaust, did they?
No, maybe that
we might tell our our Congress critters, you know, keep that in mind. But they still had an ice age. Go ahead.
But you know, I was saying we're in an ice age currently, and then there was also a time called the Cryogenian period. Okay, now this was a time, of course, many, many millions of years ago, when the Earth was completely or almost completely covered with snow and ice. And as I ask in my article, now if man had existed during that time, would it have been bad if his activities had raised the temperature a couple of degrees? Think about it. Okay, now let's go on further. Within ice ages, we have shorter-term cycles, Chuck. They're known as glacials. They're, of course, colder periods. And interglacials, they're, of course, warmer ones. Now, glacials last approximately 100,000 years. Interglacials, approximately 10,000 to 30,000 years. And we're currently, within our ice age, in an interglacial period called the Holocene Epoch. Okay, this began 11,500 to about 12,000 years ago. So this means we could conceivably be poised to enter another more frigid period, a glacial period. Of course, it also might not occur for thousands of years. We don't know, although some scientists say it is near. But here's the thing, again, the same question. If man's activities raise the temperature a couple of degrees during this coming glacial period, would that be a bad thing? And by the way, okay, there are warmists out there, these global warming doom and gloom people, who say that actually this mitigation of these colder temperatures is a reality. For instance, citing research, Chuck, Science News magazine EOS wrote in 2016 that our Holocene epoch, quote, may last much longer because of the increased levels of atmospheric greenhouse gases resulting from human activity, unquote. Well, again, I ask you, would this be bad, assuming this is true? If so, why? Why? Answer the question, what's that ideal average Earth temperature that this climate change would supposedly be moving us further away from, okay? I mean, if you're a member of one of the vast majority of Earth species that benefit from relative warmth, this all sounds like good news, okay? So that's the question. And as I put it in my article, I know that this question is not going to cut any ice. pun intended, with people who are deeply emotionally invested in the doom and gloom global warming thesis, because I love to quote Anglo-Irish satirist Jonathan Swift here, you cannot reason a man out of a position he has not reasoned himself into. But if you're dealing with that more open-minded majority, well, the question, Chuck, can turn down the heat on the fear a little bit.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, and people that believe in global warming, you don't have to worry too much because, you know, they always say it's coming in 12 years or 10 years. So, you know, once you get to, you know, 98 years old and it still hasn't got here, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me ask you a stupid question real quick. Got about a minute before the break. You were talking about we are in the interglacial called, is it Holocene epoch?
Epoch, yeah. Yeah,
epoch.
We are.
Okay, yep. Epoch. Yeah, because Alex Newman, I know you guys are friends, you know, he's one of the editors or whatever of Epoch Times. I wonder, is that where they got the name for that website?
Probably. I mean, it's a good name, actually.
Because I've always wondered, you know, where it came from. Yeah, I've said it must be the name of the guy that owns the place, Mr. Epoch, or Epoch, or whatever. But, it's, you know, global warming and some of them. Yeah. Some of the people, you know, that are just really into this global warming, I mean, you are not going to be able to change their minds. They still believe, you know, that Biden won and all kinds of stuff. Speaking of those people, Democrats don't have to listen to voters anymore if they can rig the elections. That's from the one and only Selwyn Duke, and his website is selwynduke.com. However, the one here about global warming, you want to go to American Thinker. Is that americanthinker.com, Selwyn?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. He's everywhere, but right now he's right here, and he shall be right back along with the guy that's hosting the show.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and website SelwynDuke.com, S-E-L-W-Y-N Duke, D-U-K-E.com. This one, Democrats don't have to listen to voters anymore if they can rig elections. If? You know, I put an underline under that one. If. What do you mean if?
Yeah. Well, you know, Chuck, I just have to say, following up from the last segment, there is global warming, though, in your studio because you've got the hottest show on radio, I understand.
Wow. Wait a minute. Yes. I'm going to have to now write down your Christmas gift, your birthday gift, your divorce gift.
That's right. I'm angling for that.
Have to pay for your hospital bill when you run across the wrong person that doesn't believe you on global warming, you know.
That's right. But, you know, unfortunately, what we're discussing now is not a funny topic at all. And really, this is something that I've been thinking about, theorizing about for a long time. But we've seen in recent times, recent years, how the Democrats' mask has just dropped completely, Chuck. I mean, the things that they're saying publicly about white privilege and white supremacy. I mean, why do they demonize half the population as white supremacists and even domestic terrorists? That's what they're doing. Why do they embrace, Chuck, all this woke ideology, these woke policies that really enjoy very little popular support? Okay, as I put it in my article, I mean, they're certainly not taking a leaf out of Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's for sure. Okay, now part of the explanation for this, no doubt, is political zealotry and tone deafness, okay? No question. When people are emotionally invested in a certain ideology, they're going to die with their boots on. They will follow that ideology to the ends of the earth. But there's another theory that other people have been promulgating. And like I said, this is something I've been thinking about for a long time. I really think it's got a lot of validity. And here I'm going to quote the Federalist's Bob Anderson. He put it well this week. He wrote, quote, after pulling off the statistics spending sixfold swing state wonder in the wee hours of election night 2020, perhaps Democrats now have reason to believe they're no longer accountable to voters. Public opinion and polls become meaningless when you control the election process, when the courts turn a blind eye, and when the media blocks any honest inquiry.
Right.
Okay. That's very, very true. I mean, the reality is that I've said this before. There's no question in my mind that the 2020 election was stolen. I know sober commentators aren't supposed to opine thus. We're supposed to say, no, our system works. And if you say otherwise, I guess you're a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. But no, this is no conspiracy. There's very good reason to believe the election was stolen. But let's move on ahead with this story here, okay? According with this, there's a certain slip of the tongue, and some might say a Freudian slip, that was made by far-left Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. He's from my state, okay? Now, this fellow is a very powerful man, understand. In fact, a lot of people think he's the Speaker of the House heir apparent, that he actually might succeed Nancy Pelosi. Well, Chuck, he was touting that Freedom to Vote Act, which is really the Taking Vote Fraud National Act. That's what I would call it. The one everyone's been talking about. It would nationalize elections. It would allow the Democrats to nationalize what allowed them to steal so many votes in 2020. Well, anyway, this fellow Jeffries said while talking about this act that it was, quote, inspired by Hugo Chavez. Now, that's, of course, the despotic Venezuelan leader who now has passed on. Now, then he conspicuously, Jeffries did, corrected himself. He said, Cesar Chavez. That's really who he was talking about. But if you watch the video, it's embedded in my article, it's really very odd because he so conspicuously corrected himself that you have to say, was that a slip of the tongue or, as I said, just a Freudian slip or actually a Freudian slip? And understand here that Jeffries is known to be no Joe Biden. Okay, he's known to be a very controlled, disciplined person. In fact, I pointed this out in my piece, but Chuck, New York Magazine actually praised him in 2019 as a disciplined man, quote, incapable of making, unquote, gaffes.
Wow.
Now,
hey, let me tell you we're coming up on the break, and I'm going to put this in, and then we'll continue with the same thing. But Cesar Chavez, okay, Venezuela, you know, I'd heard, and a couple of people have told me, you know, pretty reliable things, that in Venezuela they were told, listen, you've got the Dominion voting machine and you're never going to lose another election. That was a quote from some higher-ups in Venezuela. Wow. I don't know if it's true or not, or if they were just trying to make more huffy-puffy about, Dominion voting machines, but very interesting that he mentioned the name. Selwyn Duke's going to be back. We'll get to the rest of this story in just a moment. Remember the website, Selwyn, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Back in 1965, Frank Herbert began a series of sci-fi novels considered classics about a prince of the galaxy who's tormented by messianic dreams. In the latest version of this material, that central character is played by Timothy Chalamet in Dune, now available on Blu-ray.
There's a crusade coming.
This is a death trap.
What will you do?
Where the fear is gone, only I will remain.
The plot and characters are pulpy and melodramatic, as in old-time movie serials, but the inventive visuals and audio effects are world-class and often spellbinding. Though the twists and turns and connections among the characters are sometimes tough to follow, director Denis Villeneuve does bring us into another very distant world that combines elements of a medieval epic with an ominous version of the distant future. Rated PG-13 for abundant sci-fi violence and visions of pain and death. 2.5 stars for Dune. Impressive and indulgent.
These are the sounds of Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic.
Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Columbo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard. 323-254-9138. Manja.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, discussing this one, that Democrats don't have to listen to voters anymore if they can rig elections. And sounds like they may have done that already. Please continue, Selwyn.
Yeah, I'll be happy to, Chuck. But let me just say, I don't want to be a purveyor of misinformation, so I do want to correct one thing about Epoch. It seems, I looked it up, Chuck, I was giving you the British pronunciation, so you can say epoch, too. Epoch. You know. I don't want to be accused of being I don't want to be accused of being a John Bull, but I do have to tell you, though, I'm going to go with the British on this one because I do like epoch better, but hey, different courses for different horses, you know?
Well, they say epoch causes global warming, but we won't get into that.
Anyway, back to the serious subject. You mentioned the Dominion voting machines. You know, I don't know what the truth is on that. I've heard, of course, the rumors and the accusations, as you have. But let me just say this. If you remember back in the year 2000 when we had that highly contested election between G.W. Bush and Al Gore, it took them a long time to determine what the vote was. And they were looking at all of those paper ballots. We saw that on TV with magnifying glasses. And they were talking about hanging chads and all sorts of peculiarities. And what did they say at the time? They said, well, this is an antiquated voting system. We need to have voting machines. We need to be high tech. It's third millennium. And I said, Chuck, at the time, you don't want that. If you have electronic voting machines, with the touch of a button, someone can alter the vote. No. Certain things, you want them to be low-tech. You want, with voting, there to be a paper trail. I mean, that's not going to make the vote foolproof.
You know, Selwyn, look at what's going on right now with the Winter Olympics. Don't take your phone over there because they're going to be able to hack it. Don't take any kind of electronic device, laptops or anything, because they're going to be able to hack it and they'll be able to spy on you forever and da-da-da-da-da. You know, and at one time, believe it or not, I was thinking, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you could just sit on your couch and go ahead and cast your vote? And then I said, whoa, wait a minute. You know, with today's modern technology, no way. And whenever the machines came out and the fact that, you know, you could program them, and it was after you'd voted they could program them. It's no wonder he got so many more votes than that other guy, Obama. But I'll tell you. So moving on
Absolutely.
This one.
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, look, voting is not supposed to be that easy. Let's face it. We could reach a point where we'll have computer chips implanted in our heads and you can just vote by thinking, right? Would that be good? I mean,
thinking?
It gets
Hold
a little
it
ridiculous.
Just a second. Man, that's carrying it too far if we have to start thinking.
Absolutely. And if you're talking about leftists, there is no thinking. There's only feeling. They're operating on an emotional basis.
That'd
but
be a good song
anyway,
title,
getting back to this fellow. Yet Jeffries citing Hugo Chavez as their inspiration for this Vote Fraud Act. Well, there are people who think that that really was a Freudian slip. I cited my friend, an American thinker, commentator Monica Showalter. She basically pointed out, I'll quote her, she said, Jeffries' self-revision in that video that he was talking about Cesar Chavez is total nonsense. Cesar Chavez was a famous labor organizer who had little to do with voting rights. He had a job in his youth registering voters, but that's a nothing burger compared to his claim to fame with organizing a large union and advocating for rural workers' rights. Hugo Chavez, by contrast, is the late unlamented Venezuelan dictator who pioneered rigged elections under gaslighting claims repeated on the American left of expanding democracy for all. Hugo was able to seize absolute power by corrupting Venezuela's election process starting in 2004, when he knew he was an unpopular political goner and subject to a recall referendum under his own revised constitution. Chavez put the power to call a recall out there for public relations purposes and was shocked when the Venezuelan public took him up on it. After that happened, he was all about the rigging, unquote. Hmm. Now, as I point out, Chuck, look, I mean, the truth is anyone who does frequent public speaking is going to fumble words sometimes, as I just did there. Okay, we all do it. So, look, maybe Jeffries really did misspeak. But there's something that's not in doubt, okay? Whether we're talking about this wasteful Build Back Better bill, right, which failed, thank God, at least for now, if we're talking about ending the filibuster, whether we're talking about election rigging proposals or MUS advocacy, what they call transgender advocacy, putting boys and girls bathrooms, or whether it's advantaging illegals over citizens or some other woke outrage. I mean, Democrats now govern almost wholly contrary to the people's will, really. And they show no sign of stopping. Okay, in fact, we see Biden and Kamala Harris. They're unbelievably unpopular, Chuck. And their party is too. And everyone's talking about how they're heading for midterm disaster, right?
Right.
But when Bill Clinton was unpopular in the 90s, or when he saw that there was midterm disaster, well, he embraced this triangulation technique, right, which was a strategy of compromise. But what about the Biden administration? What is it doing? Well, it refuses to change course at all. It just forges on ahead. And this is what has to make you very suspicious. It's what has made me think, and let me quote the aforementioned Anderson from The Federalist again. He said, "Democrats may fail at policy, but they've always been reliably competent at the game of politics, zeroing in on votes with great precision. Have you noticed they haven't been themselves lately, though?" Quote, "Even after taking a shellacking in statewide elections in Virginia and New Jersey last November, a moment when sane politicians typically learn from defeat, they instead doubled down." Okay, and then he writes, "We're left to ponder. Have Democrats lost the ability to navigate public opinion?" Okay, look. Biden and the Democrats are basically at 42% approval. Okay, that's way underwater. That's the Real Clear Politics polling average, Chuck. It's what we would consider the midterm dead zone. Mm-hmm. Yet, as Anderson put it, quote, "they seem unconcerned." Okay, so what is going on here? What could be going on is that the Democrats don't have to worry about winning sufficient votes, Chuck, because they now believe they can just steal them. All right? Now, there's something interesting here that Anderson also pointed out. It's something that the late Rush Limbaugh said just a month before the 2020 election. And I want to read this to you because he put it very, very well. And I know he's right about this. He said the Democrats, quote, "resent the whole premise behind elections. Look, they don't believe they should have to persuade anybody to agree with them. The modern-day Democrats have to go through the motions of campaigning. They have to go through the motions of trying to win the hearts and minds of voters. But they resent the heck out of it. And in their world, it's the one thing standing in their way. This need, this requirement to win elections. And I'm just telling you, as soon as they can figure out a way to eliminate elections, they will do it," unquote. Dead right. Listen, Rush Limbaugh used to say, "I know liberals," and I know that he knew liberals, Chuck, and I know that because I know liberals. I know human nature, and I know the way of the demagogue. And you have to understand the mentality at work here, okay? As I put it in my piece, for all their faults, which are manifold, successful politicians are smarter than the average bear. I'm not talking about Sandy Cortez now or Kamala Harris, but in general, they're not geniuses, but they are smarter. They have above-average IQs. Now, you combine this with their exaggerated sense of their own importance and abilities, and also the tendency of what they are, godless, relativistic people, to deify themselves, Chuck. And what does it lead to? Well, it often leads to unbelievable superciliousness. That means a feeling of arrogant superiority, okay? They really do think, I'm telling you, most of them, that they're better than us, and we're just way too stupid to know it, and empower them the way they should be empowered, okay? We, Chuck, are dumb primates, okay? And because of our knuckle-dragging ignorance, we throw a monkey wrench into these pseudo-elites' enlightened plans, okay? We're the yahoos who, quote, cling to guns or religion or antipathy to people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment. Who said that? Well, Barack Obama did in 2008. That was when his mask dropped. You see, you get these people off teleprompter and they start revealing their hearts. But you see, because they have this attitude, they believe that we deserve to have our will thwarted by them, by these people who are our betters, and by any means necessary. And in my piece, Chuck, I point out that this mentality probably motivated something that Hillary Clinton said in 2016. It really struck me at the time, I have to say. It was a true outburst, and since it was on video and I think released later, I'm surprised her people didn't do some editing there. But she was enraged, Chuck, that she could lose to Donald Trump. You might remember this. And she exclaimed, why aren't I ahead by 50 points? Or why aren't I 50 points ahead? That's what she said verbatim. And you know something? Hillary Clinton thinks that she knows why she wasn't 50 points ahead, because we're all too stupid, we're the deplorables, and for that reason, we're just not going to elect the right people. And Democrats, Chuck, think they have the remedy for that. And the remedy, of course, is to stack the deck, is to steal elections so they don't have to worry about that anymore. And I'm just trying to tell you that because of their mentality, they are forging on ahead with these vote fraud ambitions with the approval of their own consciences. And when someone has the approval of his own conscience, you have to be very wary, because that's going to make him very, very dangerous, because he's going to persecute others with vigor, because he really believes he's in the right. He really believes that he's tamping down, that he's suppressing evil. And that is the mentality that we're confronted with in these leftists today.
Right. You know, Selwyn, when I first heard that, you know, Hillary talking about, why aren't I 50 points ahead? And I know she had talked about the deplorables, you know, and the gun clingers and all that stuff. But see, I took it differently. You know, I took it like she was automatically should be 50 points ahead, as if the votes were already rigged, see. And she's saying, you know, like, you don't have any problem. We're going to, you know, we're going to adjust the votes so you'll win somehow. And I don't think they were doing it with the Dominican machines back then. But you know what I'm saying? Is that maybe, you know, she was thinking, we're going to have enough fraud that I'm going to win, no problem. But then again, it could just be like, why in the world would the orange man get that many votes? It's just, interesting. Very interesting.
Well, you see, here's what's also interesting. If you watch that video, and I think you should, it's only 4 seconds long, my article of Hillary Clinton, you'll see that when she made that statement, she said it with true passion, with true emotion, and she doesn't do that very often. I understand that in high school, her nickname, I think I'm right about this, was the Ice Maiden. So she's known for being a very cold person, but that was true emotion, and I think it was because she was genuinely enraged that she was not being anointed the way she believed she deserved to be. I think that's what motivated that. But as far as stealing elections goes, you're right, Chuck. I mean, they weren't going to make that same mistake again. The leftists saw what happened in 2016, and they said, okay, it's 2020 now. We're going to have to make sure we ratchet up our vote fraud efforts 1,000 points, because we want to make sure that we have all the bases covered this time.
Yeah. And they were working on the vote fraud, you know, because it was the Russians' fault that Trump was doing so good, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, look, I'm not the first one to say this, but these people project whatever they're guilty of onto their opponents, whether it's racism, whatever it is. It's unbelievable. Vote fraud.
It's the same thing, you know. I mean, I got to tell you, like my first guest today, we talked about, you know, the same thing, voter rigging and stuff like that. And he was just about to say the same thing. Rules for radicals, for the Democrats, blame others for what you're guilty of. And boy, they never let a crisis go to waste. They really have those down pat. Yeah. Blame others for what you do or what they, whatever. Hey, let me see here. Yeah. You want to get to the Camel Craters defend claim that she had a higher standard? What Camel? Oh, I'm sorry. Camalia. Oh, yeah. I just couldn't leave that one alone. the Camel.
Yeah.
And I will apologize to a guest I had on yesterday that just said, I can't wait for Selwyn Duke to talk about Elon Musk. So you know what he's got to do now? He's got to go to selwynduke.com and read it himself, right? So there you go.
Yeah, look at that. He's going to have to strain his eyes.
The Camel comes before Elon. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
We got about a minute before we have to take a break, and then we'll conclude with it after the break. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we're talking, of course, about Kamala Harris, and she's possibly the most unpopular vice president in history. There was a USA Today survey, and that's a liberal paper, a while back. This was actually in November, that found that only 28% of Americans approved of her job performance. Okay? That's very, very low. Now, that poll, of course, was an outlier. But even if you look at her Real Clear Politics average, it's only 38.6%. So she's still well underwater. But her defenders, Chuck, they have an explanation. Quote, Harris faces unduly high standards, and that's what the Associated Press said. So that's what we're going to talk about. She faces unduly high standards. It's not that she's lacking inherently. It's us. We're putting too much pressure on her and just expecting too much.
Yeah. You know, 28% of Americans approve her job performance. Could that be former boyfriends?
Oh, gosh. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, so you have to come to this show to get statistics like that, yes. But anyway, we are going to take that break and very little time, but I'll let Selwyn hit all the high points when we come back. But, you know, like he says, Harris faces unduly high standards. That was Associated Press, yes, not Selwyn, because Selwyn's smarter than that. There's that music, you see. Award-winning break time. Selwyn Duke, the new American, the website SelwynDuke.com. So if you miss anything that he's written and you want all the facts, go there and get all of it, all right? We're going to be right back.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality, custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you could enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted name brand in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Just dial #250 on your mobile device right now and say the keyword update for 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you've lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, dial #250 now and say the keyword update. That's #250 and say the keyword update.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor, like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and, pardon me, very little time. Kamalia Crater's defenders claim that she's held to a higher standard. Yes, go ahead, Selwyn. Let's try to get in as much as possible here, because this is another good one.
Yeah. Well, this was an Associated Press claim, and they said experts say this is true, but they only cited one so-called expert, this Rutgers professor, Kelly Dittmar. I'm not going to tell you what she said. It was all nonsense. And we've heard this before, that Harris has held to higher standards. Al Sharpton, Chuck, said in 2019, women are held to a different standard, and black women especially are held to a different standard, unquote. Yeah, I said, they certainly are, a lower one. Now, let's think about this for a second. The most maligned person in American history and politics is probably who? Donald Trump, right? I mean, he was attacked and still is attacked viciously. Before him, G.W. Bush, who wasn't even that conservative, was attacked viciously, just not as viciously. In the 80s, it was Ronald Reagan. The left hated him. Nothing that Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton has endured even approximates that. But if they get even 1/100th the criticism of Donald Trump, everyone starts saying on the left, oh, well, this is only because she's a woman. It's just like with Barack Obama, where when you criticized him, well, it had to be racial. It was because of racism. Yeah. It's not because he actually is lacking in any way. And, of course, that's a tactic partially. It's just done for political expediency. But the other part,
and you know, Selwyn, real quick,
actually,
when it came to Trump, and whenever they would call him a racist, but they would never, ever look into the history of how all the things he did before he ever got into politics for black people. I mean, it was unbelievable. He didn't go out and tell everybody what he was doing. But I bet he's the most unracist president we've ever had in the history of America. Seriously.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. You and I have discussed his prior history, but, you know, talking about Kamala Harris, I know we're running out of time, but this woman is clearly unfit for the office she holds, or even the offices she held earlier in California when she was pressed by Lester Holt on the Today Show last year when he said, you know, you haven't been to the border. He was talking about immigration.
Yeah.
She said, and I haven't been to Europe. And I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making. Well, she's just lucky that he wasn't really someone. Yeah.
I understand why she said that. You know that?
Yeah.
I know why she made that statement, and it was because Dr. Jill and Dr. President Biden had just gone to Europe. And it was like, why can't I go? That's why she stormed out and said that. That's my opinion.
That's a good point. But, you know, it's a ridiculous comment. Well, you're not a public official in Europe. That's the answer. You're vice president of the United States. But if it was a real interviewer and not Lester Holt, that would have been the follow-up. But this woman is just unfit for her position, like I've said. It's just scary that she's a heartbeat away from the presidency. And, of course, the man who is in the presidency right now may be a few heartbeats away from a very, very different place, as we know, because he's not in good shape.
Yeah. I'll tell you. And then what was it she said? I know that they've run it back and forth on Fox quite a bit. Her other thing she replied about, what was it? I'm doing today what I've done, so... What's your advice? Just keep doing what you did today or something, or do it again.
It was ridiculous.
You know, you and I have to get her and spank her a couple of times and say, hey, come on, man. And she says, I'm not a man.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. Well, Joe
Biden-esque.
Wow, you do so many good ones, and I look forward to so many getting them on here, like Elon Musk, for example. Have to go to SelwynDuke.com and see that one. Boy, I'll tell you. But you just pour them out, and they're fantastic, each and every one of them, and especially global warming. Okay, I feel it coming. Selwyn Duke, thank you, sir. Hey, thank you very much, Slade, and thank you for listening, and God bless the United States of America.